This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, Alex Chadwick interviews Bruce Willis about his new film, Hostage. But first, Supermoms. Sounds like a good name for an action movie. Actually, moms who can do it all are the subject of several new books. These books seek to explode the supermom myth. Their thesis? Popular culture is creating impossible expectations for women. Slate contributor Anne Hulbert has looked at all these books, and she says they all sound very familiar. We spoke earlier. And let's begin by talking about the myth that these books are taking on. Tell us about this supermom myth.
Well, I think the current incarnation is the supermom who can do it all without, you know, missing a beat. And doing it all doesn't mean just getting the kids to school on time and keeping them safe and occupied. It means being a developmental expert, keeping track of every milestone, consulting specialists when anything doesn't seem quite right. It means shuttling the kids to lots of extracurricular activities, and it means being there at school, baking the cookies, being there on the sports sidelines. And according to all the books, you really are supposed to be able to do this without betraying any anxiety.
Tell us about these books that have come out recently. What are their titles?
Well, the current book that's quickly become a bestseller is Judith Warner's Perfect Madness, Motherhood in the Age of Anxiety, which came out a couple of weeks ago. About half a year ago, there was a book called The Mommy Myth by Susan Douglas and Meredith Michaels. Alison Pearson's novel, I Don't Know How She Does It, was a huge success. Lisa Belkin of the New York Times wrote a book about Confessions of an Unbalanced Mom. Two collections of essays, I think, made a big stir. One was called The Bitch in the House, and the other was called Mothers Who Think. And this is really just the tip of the iceberg.
I have to say, I've read several of those books, and there's something very appealing about them. They tap into something. What is it that these books are tapping into in modern motherhood that perhaps didn't exist 10, 15 years ago?
Well, I think actually it is a genre that does go back 40 years, really, to Betty for Dan. So it's worth starting there. And I think in part it's every farmer loves a farm story and every mother loves mother's stories, because mother's work can be pretty lonely. And particularly back when for Dan wrote her book in the early 60s, housewives really didn't get together and, you know, air their grievances. They nursed them in private and they wondered if they were crazy and horrible. And it was a great relief to discover that their unhappiness was shared, and it wasn't simply a case of misery-loving company, or at least it wasn't supposed to be. The feminist insight, you know, that the personal is political, lies at the heart of these books. And the Motherhood Confessions, I think, really did help create a sense of solidarity and helped make women feel more clear about what the social situation that had sort of stuck them in this predicament really looked like. And I think that continues to be the goal of many authors in the books that are now coming out even more rapidly now. In Judith Warner's book, I think part of her goal is to politicize women, to get them to worry less about sort of perfecting little junior and more about changing the country into a more family-friendly place. But I think it's tricky because the genre does have a little bit of the girls' gripe fest feel to it, which isn't necessarily so galvanizing, and I think it can be sort of a ghettoizing process that men don't really read these books, and for mothers it can be sort of discouraging to see mirrored this kind of frantic, frenetic, unhappy predicament.
And we have to look at the fact that these books are geared towards a specific audience, and a specific audience is reading these books, and I'm talking about largely white, affluent women, educated, may have a career or not, but they basically leave out large swaths of the population.
They do indeed. And they're quite self-conscious about that too, but it's a problem, and it's a problem that's been true of the genre from its very, you know, origins. I think the problem is both that audience is narrow. I think oddly it has an added dimension to it, which is that when your audience is actually the luckiest of the few and actually has greater flexibility, has more choices, is less constrained by, you know, pure necessity, and even then you portray deep despair and a sense that there is no, you know, good course to chart, it can make you think that no solution will come close to dealing with the maternal problems that face any mothers. And I'm not sure that's a message that the authors have any interest in conveying. In fact, I'm quite sure it's not.
Opinion and analysis from Anne Hulbert. She writes the Sandbox column for our partners at Slate. She's also the author of Raising America, Experts, Parents, and a Century of Advice About Children. Thanks, Anne.
Thank you.